Guitarist John Scofield developed his jazz chops by playing with the likes of Miles Davis, Chet Baker, Jerry Mulligan, and Charles Mingus. He's often displayed a funky side as a band leader. He's worked on the fringes of jazz rock and released discs with hipsters Modesky, Martin, and Wood, as well as members of Sex Mob and Soul Coughing. John Scofield's previous CD paid tribute to soul man Ray Charles. His new one, This Meets That, finds Scofield firmly back in his jazz element. It features what he calls his A-team trio with bassist Steve Swallow and drummer Bill Stewart, plus a four-piece horn section that can blow up a storm. John Scofield is in our New York bureau. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you.
Yeah, you spoke about the music on this CD, and you said, all these tunes swing. I have to agree with you, but it's one of those words that people throw around a lot. How do you define swing?
Well, I can't define it, you know. But it's a rhythm that has this great feel that's the root of jazz rhythm from the New Orleans, what they call Dixieland music, that carries through till today. So dang, dick da dang, dit da dang, dit da dang is the swing beat, you know, as opposed to boom, boom, k, boom, boom, k, which is the music of our time. Covered some kind of rock tunes, and there are other tunes that are kind of funky, but I think the swing feel wins out for the majority of the music.
Well, you do, let's talk about a cover tune that you do. Okay, House of the Rising Sun. This mm-hmm. swing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we brought a little bit more of a swing element to it than the original.
Yeah. Well, I don't recall the animals swinging that much
yeah,
with it.
Right. There you go. It's one of these anthems that everybody learns when they're learning to play the guitar. And I did in 1960s, whatever, it was six when it came out. And it turns out kids today still learn, you know, that four chord progression when they're just picking up the guitar.
Bill Frisell plays with you on this mm-hmm. session. Now, is that one of the first ones he learned too?
It is, yeah. We were talking about that as we recorded, because I said I wanted to do this, and he said, oh, you got to be kidding. And then we both realized, you know, that it was almost the first song either of us had learned.
The tune that follows House of the Rising Sun is one called Shoe Dog. And this is where you give it up for the horns.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a call and response, I think, between your guitar and the horns. It's not unlike what happens at a jazz funeral, almost,
mm-hmm.
here in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is. I mean, a lot of, especially on that tune, but in other places too, I tried to answer the horns and have the horns answer me.
Thank you.
when I write a tune, and this it's been like this for many years, I always hear in the back of my head some sort of vague, orchestrated, fully fleshed out big band version of the song with other parts going on. And I never really get to that very often because I'm usually playing with trios and quartets, you know, on the road for economic reasons too. Yeah. So this project has been great because it was the basic trio, my favorite guys to play with, the A-Team, and we expanded to include some of those parts that I hear in my head.
There is funky stuff on the CD, mm-hmm. as well as the swing, but funky. Have to ask about Heck of a Job, a tribute to a New Orleans institution, the Meters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I want people to understand what it is we're talking about here. We have a little bit of the Meters to play.
When I first heard that song, when it was a hit on the radio, it was the late 60s. I didn't know they were from New Orleans. I just knew that was the funkiest groove I'd ever heard. Sissy Strut, the song you just played. Yeah. And then that was about the time that I started to put it all together, that there was this great band called the Meters down there that were making music at the time, and that all my favorite old rock and roll records, a lot of them, Little Richard and Ray Charles, Fats Domino, were all recorded in New Orleans with New Orleans musicians, and that Louis Armstrong and jazz came from there. And my mother came from there. She went to high school with Louis Prima.
No.
Yeah. And the Meters, I think, are the most influential group in our time to come out of New Orleans to have changed and introduced us all to a way of playing and to a groove and to a level of feel in playing funk jazz, you know?
Heck of a Job, Brownie.
That's Brownie's tune. This one's for... it's for New Orleans, this song. And that's the title. We had just been calling it New Orleans Tune. And then once at a rehearsal, Bill Stewart, the drummer, said, why don't you call it Heck of a Job? And that was right after Katrina. And we kind of laughed and uncomfortably and used the title.
You're going to play us out. You have your guitar with you. And in spite of everything we've been talking about, or in addition to everything we've been talking about, you're going to leave us with a country tune, and not one that I would have expected from you, a Charlie Rich tune, Behind Closed Doors. Is it as unexpected a choice as it seems to be?
Well, not to me, but to everybody else, because we have such a... you know, everybody thinks country is this, soul music's this, jazz is this, folk music's this, and they all take on these kind of social groups and whatever. But, you know, I just always loved that song, and I always loved kind of roots country music. People like Charlie Rich, But I never played many of those songs, but I always felt, especially as a guitar player, that a lot of the kind of more vocal phrasing from that music came through in improvisations that I played, you know, and other a lot of other people, too, that are not associated with country music.
Hmm. Before you play Behind Closed Doors, let me just tell everyone that your CD is called This Meets That. And John Scofield, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with this CD.
Well, thank you very much, Leanne.
To hear more studio performances, cuts from This Meets That, and interviews with John Scofield, visit our new music site, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Heck of a job, Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Leah.